Hey everybody, this is Cody Strait, and welcome to this episode of The Updraft. And in this episode, we talk about how I just turned 40. Hooray, happy birthday to me. And Davin asked me the question, what are three things that the 40-year-old Cody would tell the 20-year-old Cody? So it's a really cool episode. He puts me on the spot with that. I come up with three things that I would absolutely go back and tell myself. Enjoy the episode, guys. Thanks for being here. Comment, subscribe, all that good stuff, and let's get it. All right, Davin, I'm tired of doing all these intros all on my own. Do something for once. Again, please.
I'm trying, man. Welcome back to the Updraft, Cody. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Excellent. Thrilled to be here with you. Again, it's been such a long time. We filmed the last episode all of less than 30 seconds ago. And, you know, I've had so much growth based upon what you said on the last one. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, I feel like we're so much closer now as a result of, you know, the last, well, I guess 35 seconds now. So yes, it's always good to be here with you on this this beautiful Monday.
Absolutely. So Davin, I'm feeling good, feeling froggy, glad to be here. So I presented you the topic in the last episode. It was all about patience and resolve. Go back and listen to the last one, guys. It was a really great episode. But now you get to present me with something. My turn to go. What you got?
Okay. Well, for our listeners, last Friday, Cody celebrated his 40th birthday.
Woo-woo. That's right.
You know what? And I know for the people that could see it, Cody has the hair of an 18-year-old. It is magnificent. It is well-styled. It would be the envy of anybody that were 20, let alone 40. And so, man, 40 looks good on you.
I appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. Not much else does. And so I at least got that part going for me.
Yeah. And, you know, I got about a year and 10 days before I turned 40. So, you know, I certainly appreciate being younger than you, being sprightlier than you, wiser. It's weird. It's the strange,
it's strange how that works out. But let's be clear though, as far as the actual wear and tear, you might be a newer model than me, but dude, you got a lot more miles. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah. The chassis certainly got some miles on it, but, that is not what this topic is about, buddy. So let's stay focused on you. You know, but when you think about watershed moments in life and watershed birthdays, you know, you think of when you turn 18, because you're technically an adult and you can vote, and then 21, because you can really start to experience, you know, the debauchery of being a young adult and everything that alcohol will take away from your life. But certainly one of those benchmark moments in our life is when we turn 40 years old. And I would imagine, and I'll ask you here in a minute, but there's gotta be a pretty good amount of reflection that happens when you turn 40, because again, as it, you know, statistically speaking, you know, life is about half over, and, you get to reflect back on all those moments and experiences that you had. And we've talked on the show before about wisdom, and that wisdom is the application of knowledge and experience. And I think for a 40-year-old, you start to have really collected some significant experiences in your life.
Right.
And fortunately, we have the power of hindsight as we go throughout life. And so the topic that I want to talk to you about today, Cody, is three things that the 40-year-old Cody would tell the 20-year-old Cody.
Three things that the 40-year-old Cody will tell the 20-year-old Cody, huh?
Mm-hmm. With the wisdom that you have and the experiences that you've gleaned throughout life, going through this watershed birthday moment, if you were to reflect back, put your arm around the 20-year-old Cody and say, hey, here's three things that you need to know.
All right. I got them. All right. So it is very interesting, which by the way, I'm starting the timer now because as soon as we get the topic presented, it's 20 minutes not to exceed. So here we go. Man, you're right. Turning 40 is interesting in that it's different than turning 38 or 39 or whatever, right? It's one of those very much like I said, watershed moments where you're crossing a clear point in your life's time frame here. And so with that being said, it's interesting because yes, I've done some reflection and some thinking. And here's the biggest thing for me is that ultimately I'm thrilled where I am because I feel as though the best is still in front. And any sort of any moment I think that you have in life where you're like, my best fill in the blank is behind me, that kind of sucks. And you know, Devin, like, I just feel as though life, there's still so much more ahead that I'm going to be able to get experience. That provides a tremendous amount of optimism. And so, you know, as I look to being 40 and based upon where I've been and where I am now, it's getting into a season of life where it's more about giving, because I feel so blessed where I've been able to have all of these different experiences, good, bad, you know, indifferent, whatever it is, and have them have an impact in my life. And now I've learned a lot, and now I'm in the position where I can share those experiences with other people and help them through whatever they're going through, or help them, like you said, you know, take some experiences in my life and give it to them so that way they can apply it in theirs and have wisdom and not have to go through those same sort of struggles. So looking back on where I was whenever I was 20, which that is, man, it is a absolute world apart as far as where I was, but mostly who I was as a person. And here is the absolute number one thing that I would go back and tell myself. And I don't think that this is any different than people that are on their deathbed in palliative care situations. And that is, live life to the absolute fullest, experience life. And that may not always mean making what you perceive to be as the safest choice, right? Live life full of experiences. Experiences are so incredibly rich in value, and being able to have that experience and live that aspect of life. But as you do that, as you have those experiences, that is what opens up more opportunities for you in life. And if you live life in the most safest way possible and you didn't open up these doors, you're basically closing them down for opportunities to not just experience something interesting, but to meet other people. And as we talk about with networking, I mean, there's so many different pathways that you end up down in life that you never could have planned for if it wouldn't have been for you being open to some sort of experience or making a decision or something like that, right? You never can plan for those things. And so experiences, it without question, is the number one thing. And that also goes into, you know, what do you value? Do you value stuff? Can that give you happiness? And I would say no. So not only can experiences teach you a whole lot more, not only can they open you up to being able to communicate with other people and connect with other people, but experiences are what we look back on and we cherish and we relish. And we look at those photos, we look at those moments, and we think back like, that was such a wonderful time. And that's not something that you could have necessarily bought. But you know what? If paying for an experience is something that you can do, money can bring you happiness in that regards, as far as I'm concerned. So that's number one. What's your thoughts on that, Devin?
So interesting point when you bring up the fact of, you know, live your life through experiences, you know, have the courage to branch out and live your life to the fullest. Those experiences are what enriches us. That deepens our character, that rounds us out as people. Buying the most expensive car adds no depth to your life. We've got finite resources, right? So you can choose to allocate your resources to live your life full of experiences or to have the most expensive crap. And stuff doesn't add to your life. People add to your life. Traveling adds to your life. Experiences add to your life.
Right. They do. And we've talked about this before, command and executive presence. You go into a party, and if you go around and talk to people and be like, yeah, I have a M series BMW or whatever, like, okay, cool. What does that say about you as a person? I mean, maybe not a whole lot, right? But if you say, yeah, I've had a similar experience, and we can relate on that and we can talk about that. The depth and the richness that you have from that and the value that brings to your life is so tremendous. So more of that, more of that, more of that.
Well, and it can't be replicated, right?
No. It cannot.
It 100% cannot be replicated. So that's another big part of it. And another thing that I want to touch on before we move on to number two, and we all know those people that peaked in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Do we not?
We do.
Because they live their life in the rearview mirror. And this is something that you've heard me talk about in the veteran community as well, is, you know, something in the past is your culminating event. That is your biggest thing in life. You know, mm-hmm. when all of our peaks that we should be striving to climb should be in front of us.
Right.
And again, we all recall back to that high school, that the people that we know now that were the studs in high school, that were the prom queen, that were the homecoming king, that were the stud quarterback, and then they live their life stuck on that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes away the value of experiences of the things that are in your future or even in your present.
Right. Right. Yeah. And you know, it's the difference in mindset is that if you see is that everything is the best behind you, then you're on a downward trajectory.
Right.
Right. You are. But the fact is we're constantly building and we're constantly getting higher and we're constantly enjoying better views. And that's why I say the best is in front of me, because here's the thing, compared to whenever I was 20, I have so much to build on now.
Mm-hmm.
So much to build on. And so my foundation that I have, that I stand on right now, is insurmountably higher compared to what it was whenever I was 20. And that's, I do not plan on stopping the growth and stopping building. It's going to just keep getting better and keep getting higher. So
beautiful.
With that being said then, Davin, let me carry it over to the second thing that I would tell myself. In addition to having experiences, learn, and then learn some more. Okay. And do the hard things, invest in yourself. And you know, whenever you're young, like, again, go out, party, have fun, do all of those different things. And that's great. But just because maybe you graduated high school, college, maybe you got your, you know, master's degree, whatever it is, you're not done learning. Matter of fact, I'd say you're just starting. Because the real life is really just kicking in, right? So learn, and continue to invest in yourself. Because here's the thing. Life, I believe, will present you many small opportunities, but few large opportunities.
Hmm.
And if you're not prepared for the situation or circumstances, whenever that opportunity presents itself, guess what's going to happen? You can't capitalize on it. It's going to pass you right by. Now, let me be clear about this. This is very easily connotated with profession, in that if I keep investing in myself and if I keep learning, whenever an opportunity comes up from a professional standpoint, whether it's, you know, moving up in job title, moving over to a different company, something like that, that's great. And again, without question, this definitely applies to that. Okay. Because the more that you prepare for that, whenever that opportunity presents itself, the better off that you'll be. But the same thing can be said about people and relationships. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is people that are of very high caliber. Now, I'm not necessarily saying financially speaking, okay, but high caliber people that are just really, really good, sharp people, oftentimes they are very well to do financially because they have this growth mindset and they have this whole community that they hang out with as well, right? And the fact is those people surround themselves mm-hmm. with other high caliber people. And so I've been able to, as a intentionally having experiences and learning new things, set myself up where I can not necessarily be on par with these people, but at least be able to relate to them. And because of that, I've been able to form relationships that if I wasn't learning and if I wasn't seeking growth, then they're not going to be interested in me, right? So learn and invest in yourself. So whenever the opportunity presents itself to you, professionally in relationships, and speaking of which, it's not just a matter of like friends and acquaintances, spouses, right? Right. If you want to have somebody that is up here, dude, you better get on their level, right? You better have everything going for you so that they're going to look at you and be like, yeah, that's somebody I want to date. That's somebody interesting. Because if you're just, this is as good as I'm ever going to be, but you want somebody up here, you're not going to get them. Right. So, and those kind of relationships and those kind of people, they're not going to be coming into your life every day. Those are special people. So you better be special as well to be able to capitalize on that.
Right. And if you get them, you're not going to keep them.
Right. Right.
Because you'll get exposed rather quickly. Right. Because if you're going to surround yourself with people that are progressively growing, constantly getting better. That's who they, be it a spouse, be it a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a colleague, you know, an acquaintance even, you know, they want to surround themselves with like-minded people.
Right.
And if you get stuck outside of that growth mindset and you choose to stay stagnant and choose to stay upon your current hilltop, then you're going to find yourself losing those people that add so much to your life.
Right. Absolutely. And let me kind of take that learning side of things to a slightly different angle here, in that we often, you know, we grow up in certain areas and we grow up in certain communities and in certain cultures, and we live inside of those spaces and they're safe, right? They're what we know. Branch out of that. Seek other points of view, other perspectives. Seek out different perspectives that challenge yours, that make you uncomfortable. Because again, that's where you're going to grow. And that coincides nicely with experience as well. Because what's interesting is that truth, I'll say that there's a lot of truths. There's a whole lot of truths. And what the worldview that you have, whenever, for example, whenever I was 20, the worldview that I had, pretty narrow and pretty small. But I knew I wanted to expand that. And so I intentionally did that. And now I feel as though I'm a better, bigger, more well-rounded person that, again, can connect with a whole lot more people as well. So challenge your perspective and grow that intentionally. Don't just be cool to be in the comfort zone that you've been living in.
Well, and it sounds like investing in others is an investment into yourself.
Investing into others, without doubt it is, but tell me more about that.
You know, you talk about expanding your worldview, or you talk about, you know, in this current social climate that we're in, investing into others to gain their perspective and their opinion on the current situation that we have. Investing into others to glean their knowledge as an investment into yourself. And I think oftentimes we think of investing into ourselves as getting in better shape, as, you know, getting a master's degree, as getting, you know, gathering stuff almost. But investing into others and investing into the world and the community in which you live, or communities that are even outside of your purview, is that not an investment into yourself?
It absolutely is. And especially if you have it from the point of view of what can I learn from this other person? Because every person that you meet, they've got something that they can teach you, right? And their lives are fascinating. And don't just be looking at yourself and inwardly at yourself, look outwardly and think, what is it that's fascinating about this person? What is it that's fascinating? And guys, this goes down to, you could be in an Uber or a cab, and your cab driver, let's say they've got a foreign accent, okay? Hey, you're not from America, I'm assuming. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Uganda. How did you get here? And just buckle up, because more than likely it's going to be a fascinating story. And it's a matter of opening that up and just being inquisitive, right? And so that's what I say is open yourself up to the lessons that others can teach you and seek that out. What can these people teach me?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that we're so naturally hardwired to go into that type of interaction, Cody, seeking to teach others, seeking to teach and speak about ourselves, where the value and the growth and the investment comes from leading with your eyes and your ears rather than your mouth, and seeking to learn rather than seeking to teach.
Right. Absolutely. And so with that being said, let's kind of get over to the third point here. And because we're 15 minutes into this right now, so I want to make sure that we cover this last point and we wrap it up, is generosity, right? Whenever we're going through the phase of life, whenever we're 20, you know, the whole world is right in front of us and it's like, go grab the world by its tail. Well, yeah, great. And go and do that. But all the while, any opportunity that presents itself for you to be generous, take it, do it. Whether it's generous with your time, generous with your thoughts, generous with your skills, generous with your money, be generous. Every opportunity that you can have to do that, because that is an investment in your character and that's an investment in the world around you. And, you know, as the adage goes, the true gift is actually giving, it's not receiving, right? So the more that you can pour yourself into, and this is the culmination of this, the more experiences that I have, the more that the more knowledge that I have, the more wealthy I am, without a doubt, as far as what life really, where it really matters in life. So whenever you have then an abundance of experiences and an abundance of knowledge and skills, you have that much more of an opportunity to be generous and apply it in every possible way that you can. And at the end of that particular episode, whatever it is that's in front of you, what you'll find is more than likely that you walked away with something that was very much character building and very much it helped you grow as a person. And so understand that while you are doing something really good, it's like very likely that you'll receive something back in return, if not just the feeling, the sentiment that, hey, I did something good and that really is valuable for the world. And again, that's what really, really matters, because what we're talking about here is me turning 40, and what that relates to is time. And it's a matter that we only have so much of it. So the span, the past 20 years that I've had, has it been valuable? What difference has that really made in the world? And whenever you could have all of the experiences and you could have all of the knowledge and all of the skills, but if you simply look to hoard that and you don't apply that to do good for other people, what meaning does your life really have? And I want to live a life full of meaning, which is in large part what this podcast is all about. It's an extension to be able to, in a broad spectrum, give back out there in ways that hopefully other people can learn from. And if nothing else, make people laugh a couple of times here along the way as you and I go back and forth. So Davin, those are the three things here. It's experiences, learning and growing so that you can capture the opportunity that's in front of you, and it's be generous. What's your thoughts?
I love it. And that generosity, I think, especially when we're younger, we're so limited on our resources in terms of money that mm-hmm. we're like, well, I don't have much to give back. Well, what you have is time. What you have is effort. What you have is caring. And those things you can give back regardless of your age. And I think one of the things that a common theme that we've touched on is the more that you live your life for others, the better off you are, the more enriched your own life becomes through a focused, intentional effort of giving as much of it away as possible. Fair?
Absolutely. It's fair. Absolutely. Continue though. Cause if you're going on a point, go ahead. Cause otherwise I've got something here.
No, take it away.
No, what was the book that you referred to me? Cause again, we talk a lot about books here. What was the book, the giving and taking, what was that book called again?
Yeah, it slips my mind, but it's giving, taking, and matching.
We'll put a link to it in the description. Okay, yeah, we'll figure that out here. But they gave this very interesting story about. They said, who is it on LinkedIn that is connected to the most powerful and most wealthy people? And it was this one computer programmer out of Silicon Valley, right? And the point is that he approached life as a giver. How is it that I can give? And as he did that and he applied his skills towards just helping other people along, those people then are loyal to them and they're invested in them. And, you know, you think about the number of people that are rich and powerful that he could call and they would pick up the phone, that he could text and they would respond, and he can then make connections, right? So the more generous that you are and the more that you apply your skills, knowledge, and time to help other people, the better off that you're going to be able to be more connected and open up new opportunities and new experiences that otherwise weren't previously there.
And so the people that can watch this knows, and Cody, so you know, I wasn't rolling my eyes at you. I was looking up at my bookshelf that's up here. It's called Give and Take by Adam Grant. Great book. Highly suggest anybody read it.
Absolutely. It's a really great book. So again, we'll put a link to it down below. So with that being said, Davin, turning 40, it feels good. It looks good. I can't wait to go forward because, like I said, life is only going to keep getting better from here.
No, I love it, man. I appreciate your time, Cody. That was good stuff. And can't wait to do it again in another 30 seconds or so.
Absolutely, sir. All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you, bye. Cody.